From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. With only a few days left in the state's legislative session, lawmakers in both parties are trying to get something across the finish line that will help with the state's high cost of housing and get more money for roads. As part of our weekly Capital Conversation series, Benza Berkland talks about those and other issues.
We're joined by Ed Sealover, a reporter with the Denver Business Journal, and Joey Bunch with the Denver Post. Ed, I know throughout the session there's been this focus on trying to get something passed to make housing more affordable. Now we're at the end of the session. It seems like some of the measures are not going to make it.
Most of the measures probably won't make it over the finish line, but this was a two-part strategy. One, Republicans have wanted for 4 years now to make it harder for small groups of homeowners association board members and condos to file class action lawsuits over purported construction defects. They say the ability to file those lawsuits so easily is one of the major reasons there are no condos being built in Colorado at affordable rates at this point. They talked for months about how to do that, how to compromise with Democrats who have opposed it, and those talks fell apart on Thursday at the last minute. So that eliminates that part of it. Meanwhile, Democrats have a three-bill package that goes toward helping people with rental assistance, giving tax credits for low-income housing builders, and even allowing people to save a very minor amount through savings accounts for first-time home buyers. These are moving through, and there is some bipartisan backing, but the question is whether or not the water is poisoned after the way the construction defects reform talks fell apart, and whether any of these can make it across the finish line.
Those bills are just window dressing. It gets at what the Democrats want, but it doesn't get at all to what the Republicans want. You know, this is a grand poker game that I think we'll continue to play in 2017.
Obviously, big differences between the political parties, and sometimes it comes down to Democrats think something's a problem and Republicans don't, vice versa. But on this issue, across the board, lawmakers feel that affordable housing is a serious problem, but still, Ed, no big changes this session, and they really just couldn't agree on a solution that would move us significantly forward.
Yeah, I mean, they come at it from different angles. Republicans think the lawsuits are the problem. Democrats think it's the market that's the problem. They're not at a place they can meet in the middle. It's kind of like road funding. Everybody agrees we need more transportation funding in this state, but Democrats want to take it by recategorizing the hospital provider fee, getting $200 million a year. Republicans say, hell with that. Let's just send it to the voters, ask them if they'll approve $3.5 billion in bond sales, and we'll take care of I-25 and I-70. And in the end, both of those efforts are probably going to die as well.
To a slightly different topic, Joey, you've covered an interesting bill. Describe what happened.
It was to permanently attach the name Mile High to the Broncos Stadium. And a Republican-led Senate committee, in fact, all the Republicans on a Senate committee, killed that bill. And apparently they didn't see those million fans, Broncos fans, out on the doorsteps of the Capitol on the Monday after the Super Bowl. But on the other hand, this strikes at the heart at what Republicans believe. You know, it's a feel-good bill, and they're not willing to meddle in private business to pass some feel-good foolishness.
Having Mile High was considered very good branding for the state. Is that why folks wanted to ensure that that would always stay in the stadium name?
No, I think it was tradition. Reality is, nobody is ever going to take that name away. You know, they'd be foolish to. They would anger all the local fans.
I mean, if this is just not the picture of what has happened this session. Here's a bill that everybody agrees on the principles. In fact, everybody agrees you may not even need a bill to keep Mile High name in the stadium. But it was a Democrat bill, so Republicans are going to kill it. And if the Republicans were in it, the Democrats probably would have killed it too. Welcome to the 2016 legislative session.
Thanks. Ed Sealover with the Denver Business Journal and Joey Bunch, a reporter for the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.